Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Hotman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Magnuson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Magnuson. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Hotman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Porter and he is out, Theobald applying the tag. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa juggles the ball. That's an error on Hisa. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnstone. The throw from Porter and he is out, Auerbach applying the tag. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Muser reaches third base with a triple. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muser scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Steve Hunt's pinch hits for Jim Magnuson. Steve Hunt's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt's hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt's for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. Hotman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive towards third. Heiser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hotman hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing third base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone strikes out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Muser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Eddie now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald bunts towards the mound. Eddie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Briggs moves to third. May moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman is called out on strikes. One out. Don Eddie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eddie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Eddie reaches second base with a double. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly is walked intentionally. Williams moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hotman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Harper steals second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing second base. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Parsons covering, for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard bunts towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Muser moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman is walked intentionally. Carlos May pinch hits for Don Eddy. John Morris now pitching. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Carlos May. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Denny O'Toole now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Krause now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for Bob Hisa. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Tipdino pinch hits for Lou Krause. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Harper steals second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Macek now playing third base. Ken Sanders now pitching. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hotman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales pinch hits for J. John Stone. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. Hotman moves to second. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Walt Williams now playing right field. Pat Kelly now playing center field. Stan Przanowski now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Cardinal moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser juggles the ball. That's an error on Muser. Cardinal moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Dick Schofield. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Cardinal scores. Briggs moves to third. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields it and throws to home to get Briggs. May moves to third. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Peña pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive towards first. Muser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.